Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. This is our second lesson on the subject, modest apparel. We'll not try to review what we spoke just last time, but just to simply point out here first that some try to excuse immodesty in women by saying women don't realize the moral destruction that they promote in their immodest dress. That is so much poppycock. Mature people are not unaware of the reactions to their dress and their behavior. This excuse is most likely just downright dishonest, at best naive. There be many women who dress to be chaste, C-H-A-S-E-D, rather than to be chaste, C-H-A-S-T-E. If one doubts the destructive power of immodest dress, you just listen to the comments and you see the reactions to their immodest clothing. Now, women are not fools in the sense of being ignorant, but there are many of them fools in what they allow themselves to wear. They know what they are doing when they parade themselves immodestly, and this excuse might possibly apply to those who are very, very young, immature, have not yet matured physically. And while it may be true that what stimulates the male may not stimulate the female knows what stimulates the male. Men can be provoked to lewd thought and lust. Godly men have to guard the heart against the presence of ungodly women. You know, some women can't even sit down without being immodest. Sometimes that's found even in worship services. Now, some say they wear brief attire in order to keep cool or in order to exercise. But if that were true, we wonder why they wear short shorts in weather where they also have to wear jackets at the same time. Oh, don't be fooled, friend. Their attire is to be draw attention to themselves by the exposure of their body. One can just as vigorously exercise without sacrificing modesty. Even those who live in hot climates and dry and arid areas, they don't have to abandon modesty to keep cool. These are excuses offered by the worldly-minded hypocrite who wants to do whatever he or she wants to do, God's will notwithstanding. Now, to complain that others are doing it, so what? Even those who condemn it sometimes are doing it. That doesn't justify it. Some people think they're going to get to heaven on the faults of somebody else. Inconsistency on the part of somebody does not give a person license to sin. Now, there's no objection to swimming, or to playing ball, or keeping cool, or exercising, or even leading cheers. We have seen all these things, however, done in modest apparel. But what is condemned is using these activities as excuses to violate the teaching of God and to do what is immodest. Now, the rule of modesty is applicable in Canada, just as it is in Key West, Florida, at a ball game or on the street. Can you imagine how one can justify supporting and attending a beauty pageant where the contestants parade before the audience in a tight, skimpy swimsuit? Sometimes people act in such hypocritical way, and they compromise the truth by what they're doing. I was even told by one that people in one particular area, they didn't have the same reactions to immodesty as others. Well, I guess those people were more weird than I first thought. How sickening and disgusting is such an explanation. Why, the church is not influencing people to be saved when you've got people thinking like that. Friend, if you put sex and lust is not involved on the beach and at the pools, well, you're just not looking at things as they are. You know, even in football games today, some go more for the girly show than they do the ball game. You separate the male from the female and put clothing on the cheerleaders and swim separately. You'll see what happens. You'll see the entire operation fold and close. The prime interest would be removed. But what about men? Some say, yes, you're talking about immodesty in the dress of women. But what about men? Well, what about men? We admit God does not have a double standard. We believe God teaches the same for both men and women to dress modestly. He requires modesty from both of them. Neither one ought to wear that which is designed to create lust, or hope that it'll create lust, probably. But what impresses the male does not generally impress the female. We all know that. They're stimulated differently. Men are highly stimulated by the sense of sight, which more directly relates to clothing worn by women, and only to a lesser degree does it relate to clothing worn by men. As for scantily clad men, most women are not near so affected as men are by scantily clad women. And we admit that there are some who like to see the male body immodestly attired, like others like to see the female body immodestly attired. And for this reason, men and women should adhere to God's standard, and both of them have to be obedient to the Lord. Now, a woman need not be ashamed for being a woman. As one has properly suggested, let the woman dress so others will know she's a woman, but also know that she's a lady. You know that oftentimes the reaction to what I'm teaching here is this: well, what I wear is none of your business. Just clean up your own dirty mind. Well, friend, what you wear is somebody else's business if they see you and what you're wearing. And it's not a matter of a dirty mind. What one wears in the presence of others is their business. Furthermore, immodesty provokes rape. Now, I know that all rapists are not motivated altogether by a sexual lust. They are motivated by a sadistic behavior. But there are many evidences to prove immodesty does provoke lust. Now, when the 20% more rapes during the season when the sun comes out and the clothes come off, no competent authority denies the influence of immodest dress. To deny it is to deny that exposure even attracts. And while a woman may not be the rape victim, she may well be the one who provokes the rapist, who in turn will rape somebody else. Now, this is why these things matter. This is why it's everybody's business, and it is the Lord's business. You may recall some years ago, there was an ocean liner, the Santa Maria, that was commandeered at sea. Now, this was a recreational liner. And when it was seized by these pirates, the women were told to refrain from swimming and from wearing their party and provocative dresses and from wearing shorts, lest their attire provoke sexual intrusions by the hijackers. Now, nobody who's honest is going to deny that skimpy clothing has just this kind of effect. It's intended to have that kind of effect. And there are too many mothers who ought and do know better. They're contributing to immodesty. They're teaching their daughters and their sons to ignore godly standards. And we wonder about the fathers in the home. Where is their mind? Fathers, why do you want to allow your wives and daughters to be the object of lust by refusing to insist they wear modest apparel? You see, the home is most influential source in teaching moral influence. The home, and that's even more than the church, will determine the moral behavior of those in that home. The church, of course, must ever teach and contend for the moral standard of the New Testament. But the father and the mother in the home, they need to teach what is right. They need to show their children what is right. They need to show by example what is right. Just why a person who says that he or she wants to be a Christian would entertain the desire to be like the sinful world in this matter, why, that's inconsistent with being faithful to the Lord Jesus. For you see, Christians are taught, 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, Abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Now the fleshly lust are created many times, and they are created by provocative, immodest dress. And those who dress in a provocative, immodest fashion are creating sinful conditions. Do you think God's not going to hold you accountable for that? In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, there is lasciviousness is condemned. Lasciviousness is defined as that which provokes lewd emotions, and immodest apparel does that. In fact, the designers of it intend for it to do that very thing. And those who ignore God's teaching, they invite God's wrath upon themselves, and they bring harm to others round about them. Now, you may ignore this. You may even deny the truth. But your ignorance and denial does not change it in the least. And you have a serious spiritual problem, and you need to have more respect for thus saith the Lord. There's a story told about a father who took his young daughter into a pretty meadow for a picnic. And soon the father fell asleep. And when he awoke, he missed his little girl. So he called, and he searched, and finally he remembered a nearby cliff. He ran to the edge of that cliff, and looking down, yes, he saw her mangled body where she had fallen while he was asleep. I say to you, dear friend, today, many fathers, many mothers, many elders and preachers, many people, you need to wake up. The church and the home needs to wake up. Everybody needs to wake up. We have seen hearts broken and tears flow over the immoralities that are committed. And many times those immoralities have been provoked by immodest clothing. Immodesty runs rampant in our society, sometimes even among those who profess to be children of God. Well, does this matter to you? Well, it should matter to you. It should matter to your children. It should matter to every father and mother. It should matter to every Christian. And I say to you in kindness, if it does not matter to you, you've got some growing up to do. You've got some Bible study you need to engage in. If this does not matter to you now, I want you to remember, it matters to God, because he's taught us concerning these things. Through the inspired writer, he teaches us to wear modest clothing, and clothing that provokes lewd behavior and lust is immodest. And it matters to God's people. It matters someday even to you. When you stand before God in judgment, God is going to be concerned about your attitude about many things. But certainly one of them is going to be, how did you conduct yourself in this life? How did you dress yourself in mixed company? How did you dress yourself out in public? Were you modest? Were you mindful of your responsibility to God and to others and even to the sanctity of your own body? Indeed, dear people, modest dress is a commandment of God. Let us humble ourselves and obey him in these matters. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.